Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I once had a locket, and in this little pocket, I had a piece of hair from somebody I didn't care. I don't know where it came from, but I do know where it was going. It's going to hell with me in a handbasket, and I think that's where I'm going to wrap it. That was like off the top of my head, too. Hi, EW. Hi, chat room. Hey, look, Jack's there, too. And Keenan, and Randy, and Mark. And that's it so far. More people, come by. Show up. Show me the people.
Hickory dickory beans?
No, no beans.
They're a magical fruit.
They are a magical fruit, but you know what? They're not going to be clean.
Aw. That's crappy.
Well, the residue is. That's for darn sure.
Right.
And by the way, we could keep going with the Inuit. Oh, and by the way, the other quiz that I took yesterday, which I was rather amused about, was how sweary are you?
How sweary? Put me on a highway, I'd be really bad.
Well, it was more how many of these expressions are you familiar with and or have used? Out of the 71 they had listed, I've used 60 of them.
Oh, shoot.
If I really, really wanted to push it, there was a whole crap load of other ones that I would have thrown on there as well, because, hey, I also like Shakespearean swearing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, it's fun. And I did at one time know how to swear in about 7 different languages, too.
I used to know, well, I do know still a couple of words.
Yep.
And a couple. Is, yeah.
Well, that's what you do when you grow up in a multicultural school. What's the first thing you learn how to do? How do you say swearing words in your language? I'll tell you how to say mine.
Well, the first I ever learned was, believe it or not, was not Spanish. It was actually, what is that language? It's from Africa. The guy
Swahili?
He was from Zimbabwe.
I don't know the language for Zimbabwe.
Yeah, see, I don't remember either. And I
Tutsi? Tutsi?
Is that... I don't know.
I think it's Tutsi. Or I may be mispronouncing it.
I can say the word, but if I say the Zulu. Word, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people not happy.
Well, so. I could share a few others in a few other languages, but I learned how to swear in Italian, Portuguese, Greek. Chinese was my favorite, because I was like, what the hell? What does that mean? Dude.
There's a line in The Matrix, Matrix 2.
The credit line?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what the guy's character's name was.
The little Asian guy that got up on the table and started kicking ass of everybody?
No, the French guy that they were trying to get permission to get the key maker from.
Oh, okay.
And he said he chose French for a reason, that he could sit there and curse you out, and it still sounded fantastic. And so he lets out this big old line.
Yes. However, I don't think the French have the best swearing. I think the Chinese do. There's this one expression.
Okay.
It really is disgusting. It means go sit on your mother's face.
Interesting.
The next part of it is, and then release your bowels.
Even more.
Okay. It's the most disgusting expression, curse word I've ever heard. If you say it right in the neighborhood of anybody who understands Mandarin or Cantonese, they will go either very angry or very disgusted and humiliated and go into a corner and say, I don't want to know that person. It's one of those expressions.
That was kind of like what it was for me. I met a young lady when I was, of course, younger. And she was Hispanic, and I wanted to know how to say some things to her really nicely. And the guys did not teach me the nice things to tell her. And
no, they told you the one that's yeah, I know the ones.
Yeah, I never did get the date with her.
Probably not. Oh, and I even knew how to say one in Arabic, which was really hard, and I hated trying to do that one because it hurt the throat. But I'd have no idea what it was anymore. It was so long ago that I ever tried that one.
I think the only thing I remember in Arabic was yalla, yalla, which means hurry, hurry.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I will say, have you ever seen a TV show called Guai Lo Cooking?
It actually sounds very familiar.
Okay, so it's on the Food Network, and this is the thing that cracks my stuff up. Do you have any idea what Guai Lo means in Mandarin?
I was going to say it might have been a food.
No.
No?
White okay. Devil.
Oh, okay.
It's an insult. Okay? It's like using the N-word for Asians, for white people.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? It's Guai Lo. It's like, what? Yeah, you're Guai Lo. Okay. It's not a polite word, yet they have a TV show called this. And it just makes me laugh.
You know what? We ought to well, of course, they probably have a TV show that's called Cracker or Honky, you know? I mean...
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I mean, it's possible, but, I mean, that's about what you just, you know...
Well, that's an equivalent translation for the expression, yes.
We should create a cooking show called Cracker.
Cracker in your whacker?
There you go.
You want crack? You must be whack.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, have the whole thing rhyme in bad freestyle prose. Yeah. We can do that.
I wish I could read the writing, but I do love Asian writing. I just...
Oh, yeah. The calligraphy is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Whoa, like what Jack just posted in there. It's like, what the...
And what's more interesting is it's not... See, everybody's so used to reading from left to right.
Ah.
From top to bottom, but their writing is totally opposite.
Not totally, but close enough. It's top to bottom, and then it's from right to left.
Yeah.
So when you open up a book, the end of the book, like what we're used to in Western culture, is actually the beginning of the book.
Right.
And that really is annoying and confusing for people when you're used to reading it the other way. It's like, ah. But when you learn how to read it the other way, it's like, oh, well, this is cool.
Yeah. And it's fun, though, because... I think, I'm trying to think of a couple. I've seen the writing used in different areas. And, of course, I have plaques on my wall that are like happiness, peace, and love.
Oh, you mean the motivational poster stuff?
No. They're actual little wooden plaques that have...
They have the kanji symbol on it that says this is peace, yes. This is happiness, whatever?
Yes, and I did have somebody actually translate them and said, yes, they do actually say that. So, and that's what I love about it. But there was a show, I think it was Touched by an Angel.
Ah!
Yeah, I know, it's an old show. But
it was a horrible show!
There was one episode...
I hated that show! My mom loved watching that show.
She had to learn to write it, and the word that she said she loved the most was windowsill. And when she wrote it out, it was actually did look really interesting.
Okay.
So, but I mean, I've always been fascinated with it. I love Oriental art. They're the most. I have to say, I believe they are the most disciplined group of individuals out there. So probably most motivated too. No?
Zombies.
Oh well, nah. Zombies just have one thing in mind, and that's
They're very disciplined. They want that one thing and that one thing only, and they keep going for it. They don't stop. You just drop a big cinder block on their head. What do? They get back up and keep going.
This is true.
They don't stop.
I have to ask you, I'm not talking about this week's episode. I'm asking last week's episode.
Yeah, I loved last week's episode.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay. What a twist.
We can't talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first.
No.
We have to talk about Captain America 2 first.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Then how the hell do you know what the hell's going on in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
See, didn't I say that last week? You got to see that to understand the other.
Well, I had to go see Captain America anyways, because it's a darn freaking good movie.
Right.
Okay? It's an awesome movie. It is probably the best movie that's going to be this year. There's going to be two other movies that are going to be vying for my attention this year, Godzilla and Guardians of the Galaxy. And that's it. Everything else is like, I don't care. They all suck now compared to Captain America.
Okay, well, there's something about Captain America I have to ask a question about, so...
Sure, go for it. I'll answer.
Okay.
Black Widow was awesomely hot.
don't tease. Anyway...
Oh, and she was pregnant during this movie, and she still looks hot.
Really?
Yep, she apparently did the whole movie pregnant. Like, I don't know, probably just got pregnant sort of thing.
Who played Black Widow?
Scarlett Johansson.
I thought her character was named something else.
Oh, Natasha is the character's name.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I got used to her being Natasha and didn't even realize that she was Black Widow. Okay.
Yeah, Natasha Dmitrynov or something along those lines. I can't remember the proper
name. Russian assassin.
Yeah, she's a Russian assassin / turned good girl American gung-ho S.H.I.E.L.D. operative.
Right, right. Okay, so here's the question. In the comic book series,
yes,
the guy who actually plays Cap doesn't play Cap all the way through.
Well,
somebody else takes over the role.
Yes.
Do you know who that is?
Bucky.
Now, here's the question.
Now, I'm going to throw you the controversy around that, but throw your question out.
Okay. The guy who's playing Cap now is only signed on for X amount of films. I believe it's 6.
Yep.
And then he wants to take a break or retire from acting.
Dude, within 6 movies, I mean, you're talking about one every 2 years. That's like a decade from now. He'll be old enough to want to say, that's it, Romanoff. He'll be old enough to say, yeah, I'm done. And we'll be ready. He's like, yeah, let's find somebody else.
Right. So do you think that that's where Marvel's going to go with the same thing here?
No, not necessarily.
No?
The Marvel movies are actually based on the Ultimate series of comics, which have a lot of similar storylines, but there are parallels that change. The Bucky Winter Soldier thing, I don't think, showed up in Ultimates.
Oh.
That was more of a regular... That was, I think, from the 90s that the Winter Soldier storyline happened. The Bucky becoming... Captain America was Captain disappeared. Oh no, they killed Cap. That's right. That's right. I remember it now. After the end of Civil War,
I wasn't gonna say how he was gone. I would just.
Okay, dude. I don't care if people don't know the Captain America story by now. They're really, really not with it, yo.
I mean, because you know that the group that's doing the Marvel storyline now is not gonna follow that.
Not exactly, but they may throw some stuff. I mean, I was surprised at how close they followed the Winter Soldier storyline for the movie. Mm-hmm. It's like bang on. That's exactly kind of how I would have recalled it and would have said, okay, this is good. I like that.
Right.
But the thing that and this is a conversation I had with somebody else earlier, is we're looking at the comparison between the Sony licensed products and then Marvel's movies that they've been putting out. Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk. Not the first two, because they sucked. Well, they're more of a joke than they sucked, but whatever. And then the Avengers movies, and all of the movies that look like they're coming out afterwards, all of those Marvel-based movies done by the Marvel group are freaking awesome. Why? Because the people who are doing it care, and they actually want to create something that they like and are proud of and are happy to be a part of. The Sony people are doing a job. And this is the impression I get. And this is why I think that the first X-Men movie, I loved it. It was awesome. The first Spider-Man movie, I loved it. The second X-Men movie, I enjoyed it. It was good.
Wasn't that great, but it was okay, yeah.
It wasn't awesome, but it was watchable. It was bearable. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I could enjoy this. Watch
the
it, whatever.
The problem of all the X-Men movies was number 3.
The third X-Men movie was such a steaming pile of poop. I don't even know if I have a copy of it on DVD yet.
I have to. I mean, I can't do a collection without it. So, you know, I mean,
well,
and sadly, that just has to be a part of it because, you know, if you didn't watch that X-Men, you weren't going to understand the newest Wolverine, you know, so.
Not necessarily. If you didn't understand the Wolverine without the X-Men movie, you just aren't reading enough comic books.
Well, yeah, but you know, a lot of people aren't going to be all about the comic book.
Then they're dumb!
I know.
I'm, of course, being facetious because that
is my favorite
word.
But then again, Hollywood's thinking that way, too, and I think that's not... Or whoever's putting that series together. I think they're keeping that in...
Hollywood doesn't care about who watches their movies.
Okay, Marvel.
Marvel actually cares because they're trying to tie you into an entire plethora of universe.
Now, and I did catch something. There was a big slip-up that's being held between the two. Well, there's somebody's holding the rights on a word.
Which word are you thinking?
Mutants.
Ah. Did you see the trailer for the new X-Men Days of Future Past movie?
Yes.
I'm a little bit more excited now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Whoa! I liked seeing the Sentinels. Is like, okay, well, that's not what I was expecting. There's a little bit too much glass in there, but I like it.
Did you see the little sneak footage of the kind of like fight scene against some of the Sentinels?
Yes.
So you got to see Iceman, or what is this?
Yes, I saw Iceman.
Yeah, and then the other guy who's fire, and for some stupid reason, he kind of looks more like Johnny Blaze than, or not Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Storm.
Johnny Storm, thank you.
Of the Fantastic Four, the Human Torch.
It's like, whoa, okay, I love it, it looks great, but...
I'm hoping that the fire guy was Sunstorm. Tiro, I can't remember his name, Hiro, which is the Japanese guy who's leading the Japanese mutant team. I don't think it is, because he wasn't wearing the Japanese sign logos or anything like that, but whatever. But I did get a kick, and I'm a little bit more happier now, having seen Quicksilver in action in the commercial clip, because I really saw the look of him originally and said, dude, there's no way. That looks so stupid and bad. But, okay, now I'm a little bit more comfortable with it. It's like, it looks a little bit okay. It's like, okay, we'll think about this. It might be good.
About his sister.
Didn't see the sister.
Apparently, you're supposed to see both of them in the end credits.
Oh, no. Oh, now you're talking about Cap. That's different. The Captain America movie, the clip in the Captain America movie, is not going to have anything to do with Days of Future Past.
But it does have Quicksilver and his sister.
Spoiler alert for everyone.
Well, it's kind of like, no, not anymore. So if you're not watching all the little extras that people are trying to give.
That's the little clip surprise thingy in the movie. If you're watching Winter Soldier and not having read anything in Captain... And I'm not a big Captain America fan. I don't read the series regularly. I pick up the occasional thing, read a little bit, da-da-da-da-da, and then throw it down, and that's done. And some of their major stuff, it's like, okay, it crosses through the Avengers and everything else. I read those. But at least I know the storyline.
And I'm surprised you haven't said, hey, wait a second. You haven't seen this. How the heck do you know what's in the end credits?
Exactly. Well, you've been reading the leak sites, haven't you? And yes, Domino is in Days of Future Past, as well as Blink, which I thought was like, really?
She's the one that opens the portals.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I could not remember her name for the life of me. And I got to say, I liked that little...
The whole look of that movie, the commercial trailer, I'm liking it.
Oh, yeah.
It gets a little corny here, and a little cool there, and a little corny there, but that's what the X-Men's all about.
I think this is going to be the best X-Men movie yet.
I will agree that it's going to be the best X-Men movie. I will not agree that it's going to be the best Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to go with it as a Marvel one.
Because it's also Sony still, but it's not Marvel.
Yeah, I think Sony and Marvel need to kind of... join forces just within these areas. I mean, obviously, Sony doesn't want to give up their rights, but then again, neither does Marvel, who is...
Well, I think Sony should just shut the hell up and say, we've gone as far as we can with this. It's yours again.
Yeah.
Because they can't do anything more with it, because they're hedged in. They can only focus on so many different storylines and so many different characters, because they don't have the rights to the extended universe.
That's what the part I like.
You know?
So what do you think if Marvel takes over X-Men? Are they going to redo the stories, or do you think they're going to build off of what they've already...
They'll reboot it.
They're going to reboot it?
They will not use Sony's original stuff.
Ah, see, then does this mean we're going to lose characters too?
No, we'll gain characters.
No. I mean, like Hugh Jackman as...
not necessarily. I mean, Hugh Jackman is not a trademark. Okay, the character is. He's not. So as long as he doesn't hold any grudges against Marvel or Sony, there's absolutely nothing saying that they can't bring him in again.
Yeah, because, see, he's about... And they killed off Cyclops, which I thought was stupid.
In the movie, number three, which is completely ignored on First Class, and in this movie is like, well, that stuff never really happened, so who cares?
See, you know, that's a character that I didn't see in any of the previews for Days of Future Past. I don't know if you caught that. They introduced in this last one, they introduced Beast. Knight.
You're pretty scrawly looking for the Beast, aren't you? What are you talking about? You're the Beast.
Yeah. I love it, though. Yeah. Are we going to be friends?
Do I survive? No.
No.
Well, of course not. Everybody dies in the future because the future is far away!
Right.
I just get a kick out of that.
It really does look like it's going to be one heck of a film. I do agree with you, though. The Sentinels...
They look too shiny.
Well, not only that, they kind of look a little...
Small.
Well, they are too small for one. I think the one they did in... actually, in the third film, when they were doing the practice phase, that was the Sentinels.
Yeah. That was in the third movie.
Yep.
That was the opening, the entry scene with Storm and everybody else doing the whole thing in the danger room. And it's like, dude, that was the movie I wanted to see. I was waiting for Days of Future Past with that movie because of that opening scene.
But these Sentinels they showed in this one look too much like the one from Thor.
Yeah, well, I get it. It's the first ones off the line. They're just introducing them. It's like, oh, do-do-do-do. I'm sure that we'll get the classicer. Classic-ier version of the Sentinel as the movie progresses towards the future side, where it's like the Sentinels, actually, maybe it's even those floating rocks were the Sentinels, but who knows?
I remember the floating rocks, but I don't think that was...
I don't know. It didn't really go into show you much about the floating rocks, where it's like, okay, is that a Citadel or a Sentinel?
I saw a potential death in this, and I think there it is going to be a death of a character, but only because it's what's supposed to happen if they don't change the future. I'm hoping that's the direction they're going with that, because if they kill this other character off, dude, they just totally screwed themselves.
Nah, they're going to kill everyone.
I saw Storm get it.
Of course, why not? Storm's not going to buy it.
Yeah, see, I think it's just... Like, you're going to see it happen, and that's going to be his extra motivation to say, yes, I'm willing to change it.
Okay. So, like, John Connor going back in time to do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, let's not go.
Do-do-do-do. There is future is not written. Of course it's written. I wrote it yesterday. Ha-ha!
Not to mention he's his own father. Huh?
And take that paradox and stuff it in your pants. Doink. Glenn Danzig is Mr. Sinister? That could work.
I saw an article. I didn't read it because I just couldn't put myself to think of this guy as that character. But who the guy playing Lex Luthor? They actually asked the two most recent Lex Luthors, of course, the one from Smallville and Stacy. No, not Stacy. What's his name?
Stacy Keach.
No, it wasn't Stacy Keach. It was,
Come on, spit it out. Bum, 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 bum. What?
No, is it Kevin Spacey? Oh, crap. You remember
Kevin Spacey was,
Do you remember the Superman where they made Superman look like a bastard?
Yeah, that was Kevin Spacey. He was Lex Luthor.
Yeah, now, they asked those two guys what they thought about this new guy playing,
Lex?
Yes.
Young Lex?
Yes.
It's like, dude, I can't stand him as... I loved him in Zombieland. He was awesome in that role. But as Lex Luthor, the young Lex Luthor, is like, no, sorry, can't buy it.
See, I could see him as... You know, because apparently he played in the movie about Facebook. You know, he played...
Yes, he was the Facebook guy.
I could totally see him as being that guy, too. But as Lex Luthor, really? Nah. I'm sorry. I think there's just so much controversy, and I'm hoping they're doing this, that they're playing all that controversy, and then all of a sudden the movie comes out, and you're like, that's not the people you said it's going to be.
And I said that.
Yep.
And I would be happy if that's the case, and the game that they're playing. So that's like Case and Gase wrote together, whatever.
A new word. Created.
A new word. Created fresh for you on the air live in the After Rot Studios. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a pile of poop. I think it's going to be a steaming pile of smelly, smelly poop. And I want to be wrong. I want to enjoy the movie because I don't want to watch a movie that's smelly, smelly poop like the last Superman movie was smelly, smelly pile of big steaming poop. Because guess what? Superman's not supposed to kill people, and Superman is not supposed to... What do you mean it's the atmosphere that gives him his strength? What? No. All these stupid little things.
It was the sun that gave him his strength, not an atmosphere.
Yes, it was the sun's yellow rays.
Yep. Because the red sun made... Well, that yeah. If you don't know the story, you need to go read it.
Yeah. Now, that all being said... I like the look of Days of Future Past. That makes me very happy to see that movie. I will watch and enjoy that movie. I am sure of it.
Yeah, I've got to say it's on the... I mean, it's on the top of the list. I'm going to make it a point. I'm going to have to watch movies this year.
This year, they're saying, is the highest number of big box office... budget movie releases through the summer.
I believe it.
Every weekend has got one or two, which is very unusual to have two big box office budget movies being released on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like this weekend, last weekend we had Divergent and, the weekend before, Divergent and Captain America both came out, and they're both big, big money movies. This weekend I think has got two big money movies coming out as well. Big money money movies, yes. You know what I mean. Shut up. And it's like the whole summer is going to be pop, boppa, boppa. There's going to be big-ass movies coming out. Oh, speaking of which, I have to mention one movie that I plan on watching as soon as I get a copy of it. Big-ass spiders.
Yep, just see, saying. There's a movie I will not be watching.
Dude, that movie looks so fun.
You can't convince me.
Oh, yes, I can. There's naked chicks in the movie.
I still don't think I could watch it.
Yes, you can.
I was going to write a book on phobias.
Phobias?
And put
I'm
one
afraid of,
my, of
that.
I was going to put my phobia in there, which was on spiders. And this particular, I was going to create a new breed of spider in a sense. And it got me so bad, the author, it got me so bad that I'm checking my toilet every time before I try to use it.
You are talking about water spiders. Dude, those are awesome. I love those things. Where's one? Kill it. Okay. They squish well. They splat.
Yeah. You know how toilets are created, that they do have that nice little hidden ledge under there? So, yeah.
Have you seen the movie Deep Blue?
That's I want to say yes. This is the one where they were in the, stranded in the water, right?
Yeah, sorry, I meant Deep Rising is the name of the movie that I'm talking about. Yes, Deep Rising is the one where they're on a tour. Sorry, a cruise ship. It's abandoned. They don't know what the hell's going on, and then all of a sudden they find out what the hell went on. But they have the flashback scene of the parasite creature just taking over everything. Mm-hmm. There's the one scene, everybody's panicking, everybody's running around, run, scary. Chick finds a bathroom, locks the door, bolts herself in, thinks she's safe, sits down on the toilet, hears a rumble, left side, rumble, right side, rumble, and then it goes silent a little bit more, rumble, and then it comes straight up out of the toilet. Huge tentacles.
No, Keenan, I don't.
I love giant spider movies. They're awesome. Oh, I've got a movie for you to watch.
Okay.
It's from the 80s. 80s or 90s. I think it's the early 90s, late 80s. Called Phase 4.
Man, that sounds familiar.
Basically speaking, the ants create a colony hive and then take over the human race. Oh, wait, no, actually, humanity was an experiment for them. Ha ha!
Interesting.
And another one called Naked Jungle. Ooh, the Naked Jungle one was basically set in the, I think it was the Amazon.
Would it be a naked jungle?
It was. It's a huge jungle. Woo-hoo! But what's happening is it's a swath of army red army ants eating away sections of the forest within, like, hours, just swaths of the forest. And this little town community is stuck in the path of it.
Okay.
So they're trying to survive, but it doesn't quite work out that way.
Kind of a Them movie, huh?
Yeah, it was basically Them updated with little ants. And then I love Them. Them was an awesome movie.
Yes, like, it was.
50s-style giant ants. What?
Yeah.
Man, those things were awesome.
Big old model. You could tell it's a model, but the ant comes running across.
I had that model as a kid. I made it.
Did you really?
Yep. I love those things.
You know what my favorite model was? It was an opening for, if you remember, the old HBO opening.
No.
HBO, I think you could find it on YouTube still, but HBO used to have this opening, and it would start with this family in their house getting ready to sit down to watch a movie for the
popcorn.
Night. And then they would pan out, they'd come out of the window and come into the city. And it's a model, it's a full-fledged model, you can tell. I mean, even then you could tell, but it was really cool. The model was moving, cars are moving, trains are moving. I can't remember all the actions that was on there. And the camera's just really just flying up this street, going up to this point, and then it comes to this hill and comes up. And then, of course, it's, you know, the HBO symbol and so forth. But it was
how the hell does that have anything to do with giant spider movies?
I don't know, but I was on the model part.
Dude! My favorite model as a kid was that giant, not a grasshopper, praying mantis.
Oh, what was that movie? I remember that one.
I don't remember the name of the movie. I just remember the model. I built that model, was so happy with it. I rock solid locked that in with glue. It was solid. I even dropped it a few times and it stayed together. And then I moved at one point and it got thrown out. I don't remember what it was. But yeah, no, that was my favorite model as a kid.
Yeah, that was a cool model.
But you know what time it is?
Would it be musical break?
No, it's called an intermezzo.
Yeah, that's the word.
This ain't
Did you play the short version of that song? Because I could have swore that song was longer than that.
And that was the version you gave me.
Wowzers.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wowzers and pantloads of pixie spider legs. I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
Oh, and I have to say one very important special message to everyone who is listening in the world. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, chat room? Everybody ready? You ready? Everybody? Ha 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 ha. Hail Hydra! And dude, you have to watch the movie.
Yeah, I know there's some twist in there.
Dude, you are already going to be spoiled by the having seen the episode. Okay, so some of the little spoiler spoils.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I guess I'm a lot more spoiled after seeing the
episode this week. Yes, I understand. I heard. Although, I do like the fact that their Marvel Comics are advertising the cello player. Uh-huh. It's What's-Her-Face who played Fred in Angel. Oh, I can never remember her name.
They've already mentioned her.
Oh, okay.
They've mentioned her, but they have not introduced her yet.
Yeah. Well, now I know what she looks like, because it was in this week's comic books.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's... I'm kind of looking forward to it. Not sure where it's going to... what they're planning to do with it, but... yeah.
Well, my understanding and what I expect the rest of the season is going to be doing is going to be wrapping up the Hydra infiltration... and the, what the hell word that they use for the guy? Crap. The guy who could see the future. Why am I forgetting words? What the hell's going on?
That name last week and the week before, and I cannot... The Vision?
No, not the Vision. No? Okay, people, help me here. What is the... The Clairvoyant, that's the one. I don't care. Don't tell me nothing. So, I expect that the rest of this season is going to be wrapping up the Clairvoyant, the Hydra, and all of those elements about that whole infiltration thing. Mm-hmm. And then, next season, they're going to kick off with some supers.
Oh, yeah. I think there's going to be an introduction of one or two before.
Yeah, I think the very end of the show season should have at least... one, or maybe two, actual regular supers to show up. Maybe a Guardians of the Galaxy reference, I don't know. That probably would be really super cool in my book. Yeah. But I think it'll be probably something more...
Well, there was a reference that I didn't get even in that was in this one, and I'm not spoiling anything.
Shoot, throw it out.
But it was a reference, and they referred to the Cube.
The Cube.
Yeah. So I'm not 100% sure what they were referring to, but...
Oh, are they talking about the Cosmic Cube?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, so we were talking the other time about the Tesseract. The Tesseract in Marvel Universe in the movies is the Cosmic Cube. It's basically the potential for a limitless power.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same as an Infinity Gem. Although an Infinity Gem is also a source of potentially limitless power.
Okay. Right.
All Hail Willow. What? Amy Acker, that was the name, right. I liked Willow. I liked Amy Acker, too. Okay, whatever. And Cordelia, yes, she was good, too. Don was too young, though. Not going to go anywhere else further on that. Moving along. So, yay Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I look forward to next episodes. Bingada bungada bangada. But do you know what else I watched this weekend that made me laugh my buttocks off?
Wait, before you do it, I have a question. How far off are we from the season finale?
Four more episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's 22 episodes in the season. Episode yesterday was episode 18.
Okay, because I was curious about that because, you know, they're already advertising the season finale, but I was like, They just can't be one of these. This one, you know, and it just looks like there's something they're missing before they give that season finale.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so easy for them to just introduce, hey, and by the way, Galactus came by and killed everyone. What?
Yeah.
It's like, just throw that in there. It's a throwaway. But what? Everybody? Yeah, everybody. They're all dead. Oh, okay. So what happens next season? Don't know. We're not going to tell you until next season starts, are we? Oh, so they had a restart button. Yeah, and the whole world was different now, wasn't it? Going past that. But you know what's going to be really funny? Is Stan Lee's guest appearance in the movie is awesome.
Is it?
Yes. It's like really random. It's like, what? Oh, shit, there's Stan. I love those. I mean, I'm not a real huge fan of Stan Lee myself. I think he did some things that I'm not really happy the way that he did them as far as Marvel's concerned. But I love the fact that he shows up in all the movies except the one Hulk movie. And that was a political thing. People were arguing and stuff. And I think it's super cool that he does show up. Because he's not going to be around for much longer. I'm sure he's going to... I don't want to say bad things, so I'm not going to say anything more.
Right.
But I think it's funny as hell that you always have him showing up random. The scene he had in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as the playboy with the two chicks on his arm, that was awesome.
I like the one for what the Thor 2, his appearance in there.
I'm misremembering it.
Oh, I can't think of the man's name. The older guy that they caught running around naked.
The guy from the first movie.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. Dr. something. Anyway.
Oh, I should know his name because his name is based on a musician's name as well. Shabungabungas.
Anyway, but his appearance in that one is in the insane asylum, and he's like, are you done with those so we can play now?
yes. And in the second Incredible Hulk movie, he's the guy who opens up a can of soda and drinks the radioactive stuff and gets dead.
Yeah.
And then there was in the Avengers, what was he? He was the waiter, no, the... Bellman, right? For the elevator or something?
I think so. Yeah, I think he was that.
No, that was the Fantastic Four. He was the mailman in Fantastic Four.
No, I remember that. Wasn't he? He was something in a...
Yeah, no, he's been in every Marvel movie except one.
Right.
And it was striking by the fact that that one was that case. It's like it was a whole political thing. It's like, no, we don't want him in it. No. Screw you. Sort of thing.
I thought that was bad.
What? Of course he's not in Batman. He has nothing to do with Batman.
No, I said I thought that was bad.
Oh, yes, it was bad. I thought it was lame. Yes, Skarsgård is the actor. His name in the movie starts with an S. Shabungarders.
Again, I don't know that name.
Oh, man. Now I'm in mode.
I could probably just grab the movie box. Yeah, let's see.
It's not on the movie box.
No? No? Don't
Eric say. Selvig.
There you go. Selvig.
Yes. Selvig is also the name of a musician I like. It's techno music, so you won't know it. Ha ha! Not quite that bad. However, moving on to what else did I watch this weekend that was lots of fun? Pantloads of fun.
Yes, yes.
Big Bang Theory, Season 6.
I have never watched that.
I laugh my ass off with that show all the time. Have you watched any of the show at all?
No.
Really? None of it?
Yeah. I don't know any. I mean, I've seen commercials from time to time because of, it actually airs on the channel that I watch the news on. And, so I see these nerdy guys that apparently can't get a girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, no, they all have girlfriends except Raj.
Oh, well, see, that's the way the commercials kind of make it look like.
Even Sheldon has a girlfriend.
I don't even know who these guys are.
It's okay. It's funny. Dude, you have to watch some of it. The first season, I think, is the absolute best that this show has ever been able to accomplish. But I'm always amazed that each and every single episode is like, that's intelligently well-written. The dialogue is snappy. The jokes are... Holy crap, that's real science that they're using here. no, because, I mean, everything that they make some of the jokes in here, it's like, yeah, protons, neutrons, mass, electron, weight, all that stuff, that's all pure physics. But they make it funny. And Penny's the blonde doughhead in the show, even though she's actually smarter than that. But my favorite weird fact about the show is Sheldon's girlfriend's name. Oh, whose also name is escaping me right now as a character. Amy? Amy. Yes, Amy. Do you remember the show called Blossom?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Blossom.
Oh, really?
It's the girl who played Blossom. Now, after the show Blossom finished, she went back to school. She got her PhD in biological, medical, one of the sciences in biology and medicine and stuff. I think it was biochemical research of some sort. But whatever. So she got an actual PhD in biology of one of the disciplines. And then she's approached for doing the show. It's like, yeah, we want you to play the Sheldon version, a female version of Sheldon, who's the uber nerd, uber whatever. And she says, yeah, yeah, okay, we'll do that. So we have to have a PhD. Well, I just did my PhD and whatever. It's like, perfect, that's it, we'll go with that. You know, it's like, and she knows her stuff when she's going to be talking about this stuff. And if you know that this fact is the case, it's like, okay, she knows what she's talking about when she's talking about slicing the brain thin like that and doing this sort of thing, because she's done that.
Wow.
Okay? I think that's cool as hell. And the rest of the characters on the show, there's a good bunch of them that was from, what's its nut? I never liked the show that much. Rather well hefty girl. Oh, man. What the hell was the name of the show?
There's a lot of shows like that, so that description didn't help any.
90s.
90s.
There were not that many shows with...
no, there wasn't.
Large women.
I can't think of it.
Oh, crap on a crutch. Come on, chat room, help me.
Well, while you're thinking of it, and I know this usually will make you remember it, I saw the last episode of Grimm.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't seen season 2 yet.
Oh, you're not even that far?
I'm not even. I don't have time to watch TV all the time.
Oh.
90s.
How bad is it? Usually you get the people who don't know what they're talking about, and then I can't even talk about it because you haven't seen it yet.
You can talk about it, but I'm not going to care.
I just got to say the characters, you know, what's happened on this one, it's... It was interesting. I mean, there were twists in I wasn't expecting.
Well, of course there are twists in that you weren't expecting, because why would you be expecting it?
Well, I mean, I expected part of it, but there was the one part that I wasn't. You know, it's like, wait, what? And so, yeah. So now somebody is going to be extremely angry.
Well, I would hope so. Roseanne. That was the show I was trying to remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a fair number of people from Roseanne that are in this show.
Okay.
Oh, Jack got at the same time. That's funny.
Yeah, no, Drew Carey would not be the female show that he was talking about.
Well, the chick that was on the Drew Carey show probably would have fit, but she was weird.
You know, that's actually his sister-in-law.
I don't care. She was funny, but she was weird in the show. In real life, she's not that weird, but she's weird.
She's a stand-up comic.
I know. She's funny.
Yeah. So, I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah.
So, this whole episode of After Out Tonight, I want to dedicate to Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Because, quite frankly, I love that movie, and I think everybody should see that movie. And it's actually now got my highest rating for a movie that I've seen at the theater.
Really?
Yes. It is in the category of, as soon as that mother trucker comes out on Blu-ray, I have to get it.
Well, I'll definitely be getting it to add to the collection, but...
Well, yeah.
Here's a question I haven't seen news on yet. Are they working on a new Hulk movie?
I think they have one in the works, but they haven't locked down and stuff. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything really new on it.
Hmm. Yeah, because there was this really cool animated, somebody did animated, which was...
World War Hulk?
No, Superman versus...
Planet Hulk. Yes, I saw that. The CG thing with the Superman and the Hulk fighting out in the desert.
I actually stumbled across the almost all 20 minutes of it, and I did not bookmark it, so I'm kicking myself. Because,
way to go, dude.
Yeah, because the one I put out was only the, like, three-minute segment. So, but, yes, I gotta go find that again.
Oh, don't worry. I'll find that. Oh, yes, I will. Actually, I just found all three parts.
Did you? Okay.
Yep. It's broken down into three parts.
There is one that has it all together, so you wouldn't have to worry about the breakdown.
Yeah, well, you find whatever you're going to fight. I'm not going to give you nothing now. Screw you, man.
Aw, man.
Screw you. You get nothing now.
All right, I'm taking the cookies with me.
You can't, because I already ate them.
Not this tray.
Yeah, but your cookies have mustard in them, so I ain't touching them.
Hey, that's Greg's tray. That's mustard on Pop-Tarts.
So somebody asked the other day, what one thing in the world would you, if you could get rid of, what would it be? I said mustard. And she said, what? Seriously? It's like, I hate mustard.
Turkey sandwiches with mustard.
Mm-mm. No, disgusting. Turkey sandwiches with turkey. That's good. Turkey sandwiches with crap that hides the good taste flavor? Horrible.
Turkey sandwiches with mustard. That's the...
Mm-mm-mm. Turkey sandwiches with a potato chip, some salt, a little bit of butter, and a piece of cheese.
That's good, too, with some mustard.
No mustard! No Tabasco sauce, no Frank's hot sauce or any other hot sauce, no jalapenos, no...
You don't like jalapenos?
I don't like jalapenos.
Why not?
Dude.
Put some spice in your life.
There's the key answer there, right there. There's only one spice I like, and I only like it a little bit. Which garlic.
I love garlic.
I love garlic. I don't like a lot of garlic, but I like a taste of garlic. I like a hint of garlic thrown into the food. If I can taste it, it's just a little bit of taste, and I can separate it in my mouth and think, there's the garlic, there's the meat. Oh, that's lovely. If all I taste is the garlic, it's like, this is a piece of shit. It's the same thing with the mustard. Same thing with all of these things that everybody wants to add to their meat and whatever. Meat is good on its own. Why do people want to keep adding stuff to it? All of this other stuff that they want to add to this stuff, it's just to hide the flavors. Guess what? Do you know why they created some spices? It's to hide rotten meat. People. It's not the only reason. I'm just saying it's one of the reasons that always bugs the crap out of me.
I say turkey with mustard. You see, even Keenan agrees.
Oh, you're probably scaring Jazzy because she hates turkey, period.
You wondered why turkey came up, didn't you?
Well, I'm not going to go any further on it. It's like, whatever. I just don't like mustard, and I'm leaving it at that.
I say you should try the ghost pepper.
I should say no.
Why not?
Because friends of mine do actually eat those things.
God, those things are so bad you have to wear gloves to touch them.
He eats them. He eats them raw.
Ah, I can't believe it.
Yep. Well, he's from Guyana, so it's the kind of thing where they used to grow sort of things. Like, walk out there, let's pick one out and eat it. It's like, no, not going to happen in this boy.
No, you can actually get chemical burns from this pepper.
Then what's the point of eating it?
That was my thought.
What's the point of even having it in...
Do you know why it is so hot? It's a food that you're not supposed to eat. So your body is reacting to it and realizing, oh, this is not good for me. But, oh, it's so tasty. We got to have
it's
some
It's not more. Tasty. It's an occlusion taste. It blinds you to the taste of everything else because that's the only thing you can taste.
You know, you do change. It's almost like snapping into a Slim Jim. You get the...
No Slim Jims either.
No, you get the moment of, what's his name? Randy Savage jumping out. Oh, yeah, brother.
No, I'm sorry. If my food wants to make me regurgitate like that, I'm going to pass. If it makes me want to expel my bowels, I'm going to pass.
No, it does not make you want to expel your bowels because...
If it makes me want to drown my sorrows in 30 gallons of water, like I saw this one chick who, there was a YouTube video, was like, oh, oh, then the whole thing's like, no, Why would I want to do that to myself? That's like taking a nail and hammering my hand and say, bam, 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 bam. No!
Yeah, you do not want to expel it after having it, because then
you don't want it anywhere near me. I don't want it in me. I don't want it on me. I don't want it near me.
Yes, you want wasabi.
I don't want wasabi either. The smell of that drives me out of a room.
That is some horrible smelling stuff.
I can't stand that smell. And the smell of Vegemite as well, just to really throw up into a different cultural food group as well. And
wait,
curry.
You're the one that was telling me Vegemite was so great.
I did not ever, no such thing, say Vegemite was great.
We're going to have to go back in podcasts. Because
I will strip out every single podcast I have recorded, because I got them all on my computer. I do not ever say Vegemite is good. Vegemite smells like 3-year-old dead hobo's feet.
See, after 3 years, I bet you their feet don't smell that bad.
I bet you you would be wrong.
Well, if they're encased in the shoes the whole 3 years, maybe.
Precisely. Once you crack, that's what a Vegemite bottle is like. You crack that open, it's like, whoa, clear a room, people, that thing stinks. It's a great way to clear a room if you want to clear a room.
I'm waiting to see if Jack agrees with me that you had said that. You tried to get me to try Vegemite.
No. I would never suggest anybody eat Vegemite unless they're Australian, because they probably grew up with it. But there's no way in hell.
That's kind of like Spam.
Spam? Wouldn't suggest that to eat anybody either. But if it's the only food around, go for it. It's just meat. It's just stuff.
Spam or potted meat?
Potted meat I've never had, but pulled pork, can't do it, can't eat it, can't
what?
Stand it.
Pulled pork.
It's because of the spices. The spices kill me. You take pork, you fry it up, I'm happy with that.
No, you could do pulled pork, you just don't have to put too much barbecue sauce in it.
No, no barbecue sauce. Zero, zip, nada, zilch, none of it.
I'm sorry.
It is not needed.
Gotta have some.
No.
Yeah. Yes, it's
if
gotta
you
have some
insist pepper. On having to have sauces and spices and all this other crappity crippity crappity crap in your meat and your vegetables and stuff, you're taking away from the joy of the pure meat food taste.
I'm not a pork person in the first place. So
pork, beef, chicken, whatever. Any meat. If you have to add a spice to make it tastier for you, then you are ruining the meat taste. That's just my thought.
No, because see, that's what I tell people when it comes to steaks. That it is time to go off the air. Damn, I'll have to say that next time.
I demand satisfaction. I demand cookies. But in that note as well, as it is that time of the end of the show, and I'm slowly, cavernously dropping into my world of doom, I just wanted to say thanks, people in the chat room, from coming around. Thanks, people who listen on the internet and say, hey, look, they're weird and talk about stuff. Thanks, EW, for joining us once again on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And may the grace and glory of all bright things shine upon thy heads everywhere. And if not, fire truck it.
That sounds like a winner to me. On that note?
Exactly.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.